I'm Dr. Peter Kachajian, and welcome to the Pain is the Pits podcast on the Health Styles Network. We are with Tracy Vincel. She's a board-certified physical therapist with Kema Wellness Center for Physiotherapy and Wellness in New York City. She works with Patricia and many others and has a real focus on prevention and wellness. Tracy has over 17 years of clinical experience in private practices and has extensive experience treating and preventing chronic pain. Welcome, Tracy.
Thank you very much, Dr. K. It's a pleasure being here.
Sure. We have an audience that is very much into conventional and complementary care for their pain, the integrative approach, and you have mentioned that you have a focus on prevention and wellness in your program, along with other traditional complementary techniques. Tell the listening audience a little about what you do.
Yeah, so Kema physical therapy and wellness is really we're a healing space here in New York City. We're on 22nd and 5th, and really we're combining traditional physical therapy. So we see people who come here with pain, often chronic pain that they've had for many years, and we try to help them to understand why they have it. What is the driver? What's the underlying reason that they're continuing to have pain? And is it more than just the physical body? We look at the mind, we look at the body, we look at breathing, we look at a lot of different things. We look at nutrition. We want to look at the whole picture and we understand how the patient is experiencing their symptoms so that we can really get to the root cause. So we're very much about root cause resolution. So we bring together both really extremely trained physical therapists in clinical reasoning and getting to the root cause with also an integrative approach by working with other alternative medicine practitioners. For example, we have acupuncturists and we have a mind-body psychologist. We have yoga therapy. We have Pilates. We also bring in nutrition, and all these different pieces will help us to kind of not only get to the root cause, but then help someone to get out of pain.
Right, right. And they're using biofeedback as well?
Yeah, we use a lot of technology. So we're very interested in how we can use technology to support the healing process. So for example, let's say we are watching someone who has pain with walking. We may one, watch with our eyes and we can see what happens. We can specifically zoom in when we ask somebody to transfer their weight onto that side where the pain is. We're watching it. We're doing a lot of clinical reasoning to figure it out. But then we might also want to put them on our protokinetics gait analysis platform, and we have them walk on that. And that can give us information that maybe we can't necessarily see with our eyes. So we're combining technology with our very highly skilled manual techniques, and that can be very powerful.
Yeah, sure. The pain diagnoses that you see, what are the more common ones?
We treat a lot of people with back pain, chronic back pain, neck pain. We have some therapists here who are specialists in areas of the head and neck and jaw, for example, TMJ dysfunction. We have some therapists who actually have specialties in pelvic floor. Right. So we all are good at treating the big picture, but we also have certain skill sets where we can zoom in and actually do very specific training around the jaw or the pelvic floor, or, you know, some of our therapists have more of a sports background where some of our other therapists have more of a spine. So when a client comes to see us, we try to figure out who's the right person for them to see, because even though we may all look at, you know, the bigger picture and clinical reason and identify the driver, some of us have gone and done additional training in different areas specific to pain.
Right, right. A lot of doctors are referring, different types of doctors?
Yeah, so I'd say 50% of our clients come from physicians like physiatrists, pain medicine doctors, neurologists, and
how about surgeons?
Orthopedic surgeons. So yeah. Obviously we see lots of people who are trying to prevent surgery, and I think we're very successful at it. Yeah, but we also see people after surgery, and like, you know, yourself as an anesthesiologist and doing injections, by putting those two things together, it complements it perfectly, right? So if someone has an injection, they can come to us, you've reduced the pain, now we can start getting them to move more optimally. So the two go together very, very well. So we work with lots of doctors. And then the other side of our practice comes from our current patients who've had good results and they're referring back their friends and family.
Right. And education and motivation always seem to be the key, right? Teaching them a program and getting them to stay on it.
Absolutely. I mean, we're very passionate about being teachers because we believe that the client is really their own healer. We're not the healer. They're the healer. And we give them the tools to learn how to take back control of their life. We teach them about the neuroscience behind pain. We help them to understand how nutrition may be a component part of inflammation. We help to understand how they move in a certain way that may be straining that particular area over and over again. And sometimes that's often what could be going on is someone's just moving non-optimally. And if you looked at what's happening, they just keep doing the same pattern and wearing and tearing away on that same structure. If you take the strain off of it by changing the way they move, often the pain can go away.
Yeah, it's so true. Pain is the Pits, the kind of program I'm promoting, is just that. It's pill injection therapy surgery, but not in that order. The therapy component, which is mind body, is priority one. And then medication and injections to break the pain cycle so you can maximize therapy if therapy from the start is not enough. And then, of course, surgery, if they even need that, followed again by the therapy.
It's absolutely so true. I mean, that's perfect. That combination brings together a more integrative and conservative approach.
Yeah, and I'm noticing whole body vibration is the therapy. Tracy, what is that all about?
So whole body vibration is an interesting technology. It's been around for a long time, but more recently we got involved because in 2003 I did a second master's degree over at the University of Queensland in Australia. And while I was there, I met this researcher and physical therapist named Carolyn Richardson. And Carolyn was working with NASA and doing these interesting studies around taking gravity away. So when you eliminate gravity, but that can happen in normal life with things like poor posture and even pain, you are eliminating the load through the system. What they discovered is that certain muscles actually shut off completely. So you have these deep anti-gravity muscles, we can call them, that are shutting down in these situations of pain and not loading them. And so we have to be creative for how can we access that deep system again, because it turns out that that deep system, the anti-gravity stabilizers of the body around the spine, around the joints, is so critical to helping the joint stay in its perfect rotation of axis, their axis of rotation. So basically, you want to engage these muscles, and whole body vibration is the perfect way to do that. So when we put someone on whole body vibration and they're standing on a plate and they're basically their whole body is vibrating at particular frequencies, so we adjust the frequency to meet the right, we progress them slowly, and we identify what the optimal frequency is, we're actually activating these deep stabilizer muscles, and it's very powerful.
Yeah, well, that sounds fascinating. If I'm a patient coming to see you for the first time, say I do have a herniated disc and I've tried medication, I've tried injections, what's going to be the first thing you're going to tell me when I walk through the door?
Well, what we do first is we listen to your story, because I have to understand where you came from to get to this point in time, right? So did you have multiple injuries? Is this the first time you've ever had the pain? You know, is this the 10th episode and it's been going on and now it's getting more constant?
Yeah,
so all these
I was hurt in medical school.
Understand.
Yeah, I was hurt in medical school. Yeah, I was lifting weights. I popped a muscle in my right shoulder, the levator scapulae muscle, and I was playing basketball in a pickup game, and I hurt my collateral ligament in my right knee. I was young and healthy. I did well for 10 years, but then when I started slowing down, I started to hurt for the last 20.
Yeah, so really what we have to do is look from the bottom up and the top down. So when I hear shoulder things, I'm looking at what's going on in the thoracic area, which is the middle part of the spine, right? Or what's going on in the knee. So ultimately what I have to do is clinical reason and figure out, okay, first I have your story, I understand, now I'm starting to put together a picture of what I'm going to evaluate. So your story is going to help me to hone in on my very particular evaluation. So once I hear all of what you told me, I'm now going to say, well, now what brings on your pain? So can you tell me what brings on the pain when you're
overactivity and underactivity? Both. If I'm overactive, if I'm picking up something, it's going to strain my muscle. And if I'm underactive and not doing my stretching, it hurts. My doctor told me it's myofascial pain syndrome. What's that?
Well, what we try to do is identify, one, what's the source of the pain, right? So we have to figure out what is it. And that's something we work on with the doctor. So, you know, by looking at MRIs and x-rays and things, sometimes that can help to give us some more information. Yeah. But let's say, is it the disc? You know, do we have a disc herniation here, or do we have a muscle strain, or do we have a facet joint? I mean, the first thing we have to figure out, and together we often do that, is what's the source of the pain.
Yeah.
So that's first.
Yeah, patients want to know. They really want to know a diagnosis, and many times it is primary at the disc or facet level, and the muscle spasm is secondary. Is that, you see that often?
Absolutely. They often go together. You know, if there's pain in the system, often your nervous system is going to get wound up and you're going to start trying to protect yourself, right? So often what happens is you get a lot of bracing strategies. People start tightening everything. And unfortunately, sometimes you give exercises just to keep tightening everything. And that's not always the most optimal thing. So once we figure out what the source is, the second thing we have to do is identify what the movement fault is. You know, how are you moving that keeps perpetuating strain around that, let's say we identified it as the disc. We have to figure out, well, why is that disc being irritated? Does it have to do with the fact that every time you sit down, you kind of slump because your hamstrings are really tight and it's pulling you into a slumped flex position? The back hates that. It's often common, we see that in men. Now, in women, we'll see something sometimes completely opposite, where they extend too much, so they hang on their anterior ligaments in their hip and they kind of force themselves into extension, and now they're compressing into a different direction. So every single person's different. We have to look at how they're moving. And if they're getting pain with walking, then we need to look at how they walk. We need to look at how they transfer their weight onto one leg. Now, if you're getting pain with sitting, I have to look at how you go into a squat. So the evaluation is very specific to that person and their pain complaint, so we can hone in on, one, the source, and then two, what's creating the strain. And we have to look at the whole body. And that's why the history comes in, because if you've got a history of shoulder issues, I need to look at what's going on in your shoulder and your thorax. Maybe it got really stiff. Maybe it's not moving very well. And if it's not moving very well, maybe you're having to move too much at your L4 or 5, and that's the problem.
Yeah, that's a great point. And you know, that's very nice that we're doing these comprehensive evaluations. I think a lot of our patients appreciate that we take the time to do a decent history and an examination, and don't rush them out of there, but take a lot of time to really listen, like you mentioned. I think that makes a big difference. And I think patients really appreciate that approach.
They do. And I think also patients appreciate understanding why. So if you can tell them that this has to do with your disc, and it also has to do with the disc because the way you're moving. And if you change that, this will never come back again. So it's not just about, you know, I mean, I'm saying the injections can be super helpful if you put them in and they can reduce the pain, but they're not going to change the pattern, right? So you need to now change the pattern. And we have that opportunity because the injection was put in, the pain is less. Now we can have somebody moved and we can see how they're moving non-optimally, and we can change it. And that's where you really get to prevention and wellness, is because we've restored normal biomechanics. If there's loss of range of motion in your upper back, your thoracic area, your ribs, and that the area around your shoulders, you could be putting a lot of strain on your low back. I've got to restore that for you. I'm going to do some hands-on techniques. I'm going to get motion back into those ribs. I'm going to make sure you're moving optimally so that you're not straining your L4 or 5 disc over and over again. And then I'm going to teach you how to do that. And maybe you're even going to learn what these different tests are so you can keep testing them on your own for the rest of your life. Because you know that those are classic things that happen. Maybe you constantly are losing range of motion in your right hip because of your past knee injury. Or maybe you're always losing range of motion in your thoracic area. So you learn to understand your body in a different way. That's what we do, is we teach our clients how to do that so that they can come back and say, okay, now I understand what I need to do. I know exactly what
exercise. It's an excellent point, because you're giving them really a life program. And the docs are happy with the referrals? They're giving you good feedback, the referring doctors?
You get a lot of, the doctors love this approach because they also get to learn about the movement piece. And I think it really works. And then the last thing that we do is we look at the pain processes. Because as you know, there's different pain processes. So you could have an acute pain, someone comes in, they just got hurt.
Right.
Or they could have pain that's going on for, 2-3 years. We have very different processes that occur in the nervous system with pain. And we have to treat them differently. You do not treat an acute pain patient the same as you treat a chronic.
Right. Well, thank you, Tracy, for joining us. This has been wonderfully enlightening to our listening audience, I'm sure. And keep in mind, Tracy and the rest of the team at Kima Wellness will be regular contributors here at the Health Styles Network. So we are looking forward to learning more about what they do and how they can help you feel better and live your life. Tracy, thank you very much.
It was a pleasure.
Well, this is Dr. Kachajian for Pain is the Pits podcast on the Health Styles Network. Feel better, America.